Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Anything But Ordinary Radio. This is your host, Michael McCleary, and somebody was listening to the show who happens to be one of our co-hosts tonight and didn't have their audio down. But as Chris Gloss just announced, yes, I am Michael McCleary, and so excited to come to you live tonight from Detroit, Michigan. And not only are we live from Detroit, from the D, but we are also live from Eugene, Oregon, Mr. Jed Ray, and also from Los Angeles, California, with Maria DiGiovanni. And what in the world is that sound? Who's making the sound?
What was that, Maria?
I just turned on the air in my car because I'm dealing with you 2 men and I get a hot flash.
Oh. I see.
You know, it's so funny. How are you, Jed? How are you, Michael?
Wonderful. Awesome.
Wonderful.
I'm great. I'm always great. I'm, burning... As I was just talking to Jed, burning the candle at both ends of the, stick, doing 1 o'clock in the morning runs and stuff like that. But, hey, we got lots of stuff to do, so we're getting it done. And we're having a good time doing it here with everything that's going on. It's been crazy. I guess I just got back from Phoenix. I've been all over the place traveling. I will be traveling some more coming soon. So, hey, let's enjoy it. And that's really one of the reasons why it's interesting. Tonight we are calling the show BYOB, and you might be going, BYOB? What are they talking about tonight? Well, actually, we're talking about building your own business. And when I talk about flying all over, making the films that I do, working on the different projects that I do, speaking, it's really been a result of my building my own business. And it's given me the opportunity to do those travel, to do all the things that I get an opportunity to do. But also, too, while we talk about building your own business, we're going to have a little fun tonight with the whole BYOB title. So what I'd like to ask our two co-hosts is, what are you drinking tonight? Now, it doesn't have to be alcoholic. It could be non-alcoholic. So Jed, what are you drinking tonight?
It's Cabernet.
Cabernet, all right.
Nice sound effect.
There's a Cabernet for you, Judge.
I love
it. Over to you. And Maria,
Merlot.
You want a Merlot? All right, yes. We'll give you two wine drinks tonight.
Thank you.
My glass is
You're
better
welcome.
Than hers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I just gave her a little less than you, Judge.
Okay.
But mine is half full.
And for all of you who are hanging out and listening to us, please feel free to drop by our chat room. You can click that little chat icon, in the chat room and drop in there. Yes, Jed is playing, so is Don. Daniel is also in there tonight. Thank you for joining us, and I'm sure it will continue to fill up as the show goes on. Also, we encourage you to call in if you would like, if you have a question about building your own business, or if you have a question for one of us or our guests tonight, please give us a call at 347-857-3760. And Jed, I'm trying to give the phone number. What was so funny?
I'm sorry. Don wants to know why there isn't any info in the chat room.
Oh, any drinks in the chat room?
Yeah,
okay,
no drinks in the chat room.
Okay.
We need to
no, okay. Well, Don, if you would like, be hanging out there in the chat room. If you would like to be our bartender for the chat room, feel free to do that in the chat room for us since you brought it up. But yes, also too, if you'd like to call in again, please 347-857-3760. We have a number of great guests tonight. Leading it off will be Rebecca Lawler. She is going to be on with us. She was on just a few weeks ago, talking with Maria on one of Maria's Living
Drama-free
Royal
shows.
Yes, Living Royal and Drama-Free Zone shows when they were talking about weddings. Of course, we had the Royal Wedding that was just here a little while ago. And another exciting group of people who are going to be with us are our friends from Marvelous Mondays. Harry Shade and Bill Bornai will be with us at the bottom of the hour. So we're really excited to have them on well. And you know what's exciting is next week, Maria, are you having a show next week or am I doing the show next week? What are we doing?
No, we're doing the Drama Free Zone and it's show plan B with Sonoa Vaughn.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm excited. I don't have to do a show next week.
No, yeah.
Isn't
no
that funny?
Because
I'm doing. That's not funny because I'm. Tanoa's on mine tomorrow night.
Very exciting.
Tanoa's all over the place.
That's the first time. Huh?
But real quick, gentlemen, before we go any further, for all those listeners that were listening last week, I want you to know that all your prayers have worked and my dog is not going to be put to sleep, and she is now in a drama-free zone, and she is really healing really well. So I really wanted to thank everybody for their blessings and their prayers over my spirit, okay, which is my Kelly, my golden retriever. And thank you, everybody, because you have no idea what this dog has brought me through, and she means so much to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome, and we're so glad that things are working out so much better for you, Maria, that things are flowing along really, really well, really smoothly. Prayers definitely get answered, not always sometimes in the way we expect them to, but there's ways that they always do end up being answered. And before we get to our first guest, who I'm going to allow Maria to introduce to all of you, I'm going to go non-alcoholic tonight since the two of you are alkies. And I'm going to go off my diet too. I'm going to have an orange crush. I haven't had an orange crush in a long time.
Oh, how refreshing.
Oh, wait, do that again.
Oh, you mean, I got to open a second one then, Jed. You're going to make me open the second one.
Put it again.
See, there was a bottle open, you know. Oh, wait, now I got to pour it into a glass. Yeah, there we go.
I love that. That's so cool.
So, Maria, would you like to introduce our first guest now that we all have a drink in our hands?
I would. I would love to because this woman is such an important part of my life and such a dear soul to me. And she is the CEO of Rebecca Lawler Limited, and she has come up with the most amazing and beautiful heart. And that heart is made out of blown glass, and in that set into the heart is a diamond.
Mm. Hello, pretty lady. How are you? Maria?
Great to have you, Rebecca. We lost Maria somehow. She's on the line.
Can you hear me? It's a pleasure to be back on the show. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. It's great to be back with you all. And what a great wedding that royal wedding was, wasn't it? Amazing.
It was.
Kate was
beautiful. I didn't watch hardly any of it.
She was so stunning. But it's great to be on the show tonight and talk about building a business. I was really blessed to meet, I'm going to talk about Maria for a second because she came into my life a long time ago, and what a blessing and an inspiration she's been to me, and a mentor, a true mentor. But I guess when you talk about building a business, I think the first thing, and I think that it has to be something that's in your heart, and I think that it has to be a passion for you. And then I think you have to sort of kind of create a vision and dream for that. And I originally started with what we did. I started a foundation around 9 years ago for children who were abused, and wanted to have a handbag and wanted to create a line of handbags, and needed a logo for that. And we had an opportunity to do a glass heart. And so we have a great line of handbags, and we do a lot of really great things for children who are abused. And I think that I learned something. I have a wonderful husband, and he taught me something really great. He said you have to surround yourself with amazing mentors and great people. So, Maria, thank you for being one of those great people.
Oh, am I back on, Michael?
Yes.
You are, Maria.
Yes, you are.
Live radio. Rebecca, I love you so much. And what me watching you create both the nonprofit organization and Rebecca Lawler Limited has taught me so much in your dedication and your willingness to go an extra mile to learn all these things. Because what has been the hardest thing for you to learn in both starting a nonprofit organization and in starting your own for-profit company?
Well, I think probably starting, they were so separate.
Did we lose her?
We lost her. She's still showing on air.
Can you hear me, Maria?
We lost
her
audio.
I'm sorry. What was so amazing was that they were two separate entities. And I really wanted to start with helping kids and making a difference in their lives. And so I was so blessed to be able to start the whole handbag line. And we created that logo, and we went to New York, and we ended up with a patent on that, which took us 10 years. If anyone is out there listening, my hat is definitely off to people who try to create a patent, because it takes so much time to begin to do that. And so it took us, actually it was like 9 years, and which was just an amazing thing, an amazing gift as well, to be able to have something like that. But there was a lot of dedication, and like I, you know, began to say from the beginning, I think you really have to love and have a passion for what you do, and I think you have to surround yourself with amazing people. I'm from the art world and love to create and love. I have a vision and I love to dream, but I'm not like the most great amazing businesswoman, and so my husband taught me early on that I really had to put a team of really great people around me. That, surround yourself with people that have amazing talents and know what to do. Because I don't think any of us have, you know, every talent in the world. I mean, we are blessed with many talents, but I believe that to create a dream and to create a vision and to create a company, that you really have to surround yourself with amazing people. I know you all know that. You have a talk show. I mean, it doesn't take, it's not just one person. I think it was said many years ago. That, you know, it takes a community, like, to raise a child. And I think it takes a community of amazing people to create a company and to build a company. And so I was really blessed with that. My husband is an amazing, as you know, Marie, an amazing asbestos litigator, has been a great lawyer for many years. And he's currently, he retired, and then he went back to the practice of law to do amazing stuff with the hip replacement litigation nationally, and he was also a great sailor, so I've learned so much from him, because he really did put a great team of people around him. And I think marketing is also an amazing thing, because you can have the most. Yes.
Well, one of the questions that I really wanted to get in and ask you was, you know, you put together this great team, all these people around you who know what they're doing, you know, from your husband to the people who design and make your product, which is absolutely amazing.
Right.
You've got this great group marketing. You've got this great group together. What do you think, though, is taking you now, though, to this next level? Because you were just talking to me before that maybe you want to share with our audience. I mean, you are getting involved in a lot of big events,
right,
and a lot of
right,
a lot of great publicity. So, what do you think has been your key to taking you from, you know, putting together that great team and having a great concept, but to taking you to the next level?
Well, I think I've had some really great marketing people around me. I hired a gentleman who was a great photographer. Actually, he worked, his name is Mike Klein, and he was on Britney Spears' like group of, he took her pictures for many years, and we were out at the AMAs, and locally I've hired a great girl. Her name is Sarah Dorcio, and she is just like, she can cross her T's and cross her I's better than anybody I know. And I think that they, you know, they have that talent. They are so blessed in that area. And I think that, you know, they have just, you know, an amazing, you know, ability there. Mike traveled across with, and you know, it's just grabbing these people that know what they're doing. Because I truly, honestly, I was, you know, I'm so grateful. Maria knows we've walked early on this path. I'm so grateful to the Lord. I mean, he gave me the dream and the desire to create this heart. And having this patent on this glass heart and having this design and being able to make a difference and to change lives and to make a difference to try to help kids has been my dream and my passion and my goal. And just pulling these people together. We were at the AMAs in October, a great trip, met some amazing people. This weekend we're heading, I'm heading actually up to Washington, D.C. We're going to be with Nick Carter, you know, who's from the Backstreet Boys, and we're going to present his girlfriend with one of her handbags. And then we're heading back to L.A. We'll see you guys. I'm so excited.
I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to the MTV Movie Awards. We'll be there the 3rd to the 6th of June. And, you know, we're giving away, we'll be at the Gift Lounge there at the Movie Awards and, you know, having our hearts out there. And so I really, like I will just say, I think it's having having love for what you do. You have to love what you do. You know, I think you have to have that passion and that love. And then the dream and the vision. But I will say this, if I may say this. It took us 10 years to get a patent. And this is, I think, probably the most important ingredient in this whole thing is never giving up. Because I have, over the past, you know, after 8 or 9 years, you know, waiting for a patent, I've probably said I could give up, you know, but we haven't given up. And it's been the team, you know, it's been surrounding our whole self, you know, my daughter Claire has been an inspiration, my husband has been there, the people, Maria, you have been there, you know, radio talk show, y'all have been there, you know, it's us, all of us working together and creating that village, creating that dream, and never, ever giving up.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Rebecca, because we've got so many... I've been blessed with so many people around me to help create this show, all the work that I've been doing
right,
with so many other individuals. Like you said, it's really that teamwork, and I want to encourage any of our listeners, those of you in the chat room, and also those of you who would like to call in and ask a question. We have Rebecca for about 10 more minutes, so if you have a question or would like to pose one about building your own business, please feel free to give us a call at 347-857-3760, or feel free to drop us a message there in our chat room. Jed, did you happen to have a question for Rebecca?
Well, I guess my first question would be, what was it that triggered you, or maybe that's not a good word, that motivated you to pursue this? What was the catalyst that said, this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it?
Well, I'm definitely an accessory girl. I have pictures as a child, absolutely with no clothes on at like 3 or 4 years old, and all of my mother's high heel shoes on and 6 or 7 handbags. And so I think that as an accessory lover, that I really had that, like, God gave that to me. And then the passion really, truly, I really wanted to make a difference in the lives of kids. I really had a desire to, we've been so blessed in our area. We've raised over $100,000 and given it to different organizations that are helping children who are abused. And kids also, we have a special part of our foundation that helps kids who have terminal illnesses. And so that really was also a giving course to really make a difference. And so I was very blessed, and we were able to start all of this.
Cool.
But it was just that passion and that dream to help kids. And I think we in our lives, each of us, we know we have something to do. I think we all have a calling, and I think we all have talent. Everyone, the whole world, everyone listening tonight to this show has a talent and a dream and a goal for their life. And I think that if we all found that within ourselves, I think we would make a difference, and I think that we could really change this world. And I think it's just listening to that. It's listening to that inner part of our soul that's saying, can you do this? Will you do this? Will you, you know, and God does speak to all of us. Maria and I both knew this, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell everybody the name of your foundation, Rebecca?
Yeah, the foundation that I started, it's called the Hearts of Hope Foundation, Inc. We're online. You can find us. And you can also find us, we're at Rebecca Lawler Limited, and I'll spell that, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Lawler, that's like law, L-A-W-L-O-R, limited.com. And we're also online. You can actually have a toll-free number, which is 1-800-350-1896. One of the best things we did last year was we ran a great ad in Popstar magazine, and we had so many kids, you know, calling in and really, like, wanting to buy a heart. We have the patent on the glass heart, and we've just had a remarkable response on, you know, young kids really wanting to also be a part of making a difference. And so I hope I answered your question, sir.
In fact, Rebecca, we have a question for you from a friend of yours in the chat room.
Yes.
She wants to know, when you have a dream and are faced with adversity or a roadblock, what do you do to persevere and go on? And Denise Pons also says, hello.
Oh, she's amazing. I saw her tonight. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, tell her I send my love to her. She's an amazing, amazing young woman. She has faced adversity and has really, Denise Pons has been an example and a really wonderful role model to me, because she has, she does a lot of great things in our area, has helped me tremendously with Hearts of Hope, and has done a lot of great things. I guess when I have adversity and you know, triggers, like we used that word earlier.
Yes.
And when it seems like it's the end of the world, of course we all are there. We've all been there. We've done that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to use that word.
No, it's a great word, though. It's an amazing word. I'm telling you, triggering is an amazing word, and I'm going to say this out there for many women that have had adversity and have been in situations, you know, of abuse and abandonment and all of that, because it is an amazing word, and we all face that moment. But I think more than anything is this too shall pass, and recognizing that it is just in that second. A few years ago, I lost a very, very dear, dear friend of mine. She actually, it was just very, very sad. And And I think that it taught me a major lesson about this too shall pass. At that moment, at that present time in her life, she figured that she was tired. And I think that we all face that. I think that we all face being tired. We all face adversity. We all face being exhausted. We all say, I don't think I want to go on anymore. I mean, we've all had those moments. And I think it's just the reality that this too shall pass, and it is going to hurt for the second, or it will hurt for the moment, but to move forward and know that the rainbow and the sun will shine tomorrow. And, you know, and then surround yourself just as much as I said that when you build a business, you have to surround yourself with great people. I think you have to have a group of great friends. Life is about our friends. Maria's been there for me when I felt like this too is not going to pass. And surrounding yourself with amazing friends and amazing people in your life and love, I mean, and you know, just having the opportunity to, life is about love and giving and it's amazing. So,
very well.
And to go on.
Very well,
pleasure,
Becca. Yeah, very well. Well,
that's
been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Well, wait, we're not ready to let you go yet. It's about friends and love. I fully agree with you. But I wanted to give, because we only have a couple minutes left in this interview time, so I wanted to give the last question to Maria.
Yes.
I wanted to give her enough time to ask a question.
I want to say is, I'm sitting here crying. I will never forget the moment I fell in love with you, my beautiful friend, as you came up to me and we embraced, and that was July of 2002, and that moment in time has done such an amazing thing to me in starting my healing journey, and I am just so blessed to have you in my life, and I cannot wait to see your beautiful face, because Michael and Jed, we had gone almost 9 years, Rebecca, without seeing each other when we saw each other a couple of months ago. And I cannot wait to see you again. And I know that God has such an incredible journey for us to, in our next phase of our life, now that our children are growing up and God's going to push
Can
us
you
out
believe
even
that?
Further. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's crazy, huh? But
Lauren and Claire.
I know. They were such babies when we met, and now they're grown, and you are just, again, you are the reason why I can stand today, because I watch you in awe of the journey that you have walked through and that you continue to walk through, just like all of us that have locked arms and joined voices together. And it is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you as an ambassador for Four and just as an inspiration in my life. So it's not so much a question, but just an awe, bowing down to you, my friend, in all of God's glory, because I am just honored to have you in my life. Thank you so much.
Well, you have been an amazing, amazing, amazing blessing in mine, and really, truly a godsend. And I think, like, we went back to the question of, you know, when you have adversity, it's the people like you that bring, and your families and our children and the people we surround ourselves to pull us through it. And you are amazing, and I'm so honored. And I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much.
This is Rebecca, and thank you for sharing your story and how to build a business. And because all of us are here building a business together, and we're all pushing each other up to the next level. So thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Rebecca.
Well, I cannot tell you what a pleasure it has been, and love and blessings and to all of you, and thank you. I really, really appreciate it, and good luck to everyone out there listening as well. Follow your dreams, do not give up, and you know, and most importantly, persevere and surround yourself with great, loving people. I think that's important.
Great advice. Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Rebecca,
thank you
so much for being on the show. And real quick again, too, before we let you go, can you share again where people can find out more about you and everything that you are doing?
Yes, I'd love to. You can call. We have a toll-free number. We're 1-800-350-1896. You can find us online at Rebecca, and I'll spell it out, Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Lawlor, L-A-W-L-O-R, Limited, L-I-M-I-T-E-D.com. So those are the two ways. And the foundation, you can find us at Hearts of Hope Foundation, Inc. And so it's been such a pleasure. From, you know, my heart to yours, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Rebecca. We so appreciate
you, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you. You all have a great evening. Bye, Maria.
Okay,
I love you.
Soon,
I'll see you in June.
I know. I can't wait.
I know. You take care of yourself. Follow us on Facebook. Actually, that's really the best way to follow us. Follow us on Facebook because we're coming out to L.A. We'll be at the MTV Movie Awards. We're, like, doing so much great stuff. We're affiliated. We're trying to get affiliated with several other great organizations out there that are making a difference. And we're really trying to get the heart out there, which is the heart we have the patent on. And, you know, a percent goes to Hearts of Hope, and we're changing lives one at a time. And so we're really trying to get that heart necklace on everyone. So,
well, good.
Follow
Michael, we have a heart tonight that we can give away to one of our callers. So we'll make sure that happens,
great.
Rebecca.
Yes, we will. Okay, love to y'all. Thank you so much. Bye from
you, Rebecca.
Bye.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was
gentlemen.
Rebecca Lawlor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maria, go ahead. You're going to say something.
You guys have no idea how much I love that woman. Really, you don't. But I got to tell you real quick, the gentleman that I am being blessed by being able to stay with when I'm down in Orange County, he knows that I'm doing the radio show, so he walked outside and brought me my drink. Is that the cutest thing? So now I am really enjoying my my drink with you gentlemen now.
Awesome. Well, you know what we're going to do? We have two great guests coming up in just 60 seconds. We have Harry Shade and Phil Gornai from Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil. They're going to be on us after this commercial break, and I think you'll get a little introduction to the two of them, for those of you that
I
don't
want to know
about
Harry derby Phil. He's wearing. Hey, look at this picture, man. This guy's a stud.
Who are we talking about, Ted?
Harry, he's wearing a derby.
All right, well,
awesome.
We're going to talk to Harry about the derby after the commercial break. With Harry and Phil. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You never know what's going to happen on a Marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What'd you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. I promise.
Am I on? Together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual fart from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your Marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
And with us now.
Testosterone going on.
Yeah, this whole room is going to be full of testosterone, and the airwaves are in just a moment with Harry Shade and Phil Gornai. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Am I on?
Is it on? Let me tell you something. It was a lot of fun putting that promo together because when Jack Ritchie talked about the aroma of a bunch of people farting in a room,
I lose it every single time.
That was hilarious.
Well, gentlemen, it's BYOB night, and so I'm just wondering what the two of you are drinking tonight. Harry, let's start with you. It could be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. It's up to you. We're all enjoying a drink tonight. We have Jed has what is it you have again, Jed?
Cabernet,
yes. And Maria has a Merlot, and I'm drinking an Orange Crush of all things. So Harry, what would you like to drink tonight?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea?
Yeah, a little bit of Alabama sweet tea.
Having some sweet tea?
There you go.
Yeah,
there's your sweet tea.
All right. Thank you so much.
In case any of you guys are wondering, the character playing Harry Shade is actually Forrest Gump.
Then they could I have some sweet tea.
Yeah.
Phil, what would you like to drink tonight?
Well, I'm going to have to plug my energy drink. I'm going to have some green tea with lime and bee hip.
Ooh, green tea with lime.
You're going to be peeling him off the ceiling. Yeah,
Michael,
a little bit.
You'll have to peel him off the ceiling.
Wow, special effects.
Yeah, we have special effects tonight. So it sounds like the only two people drinking alcohol tonight are Jed and Maria.
Be quiet. Actually, I don't know what this is. Oh, his name is Scott that is blessing me with being able to stay here. And it's rum. Rum is good, you guys.
What? Oh, no way. That's nasty.
And this, it's good. Whatever it is, it's really good.
Daniel,
Part everybody before you invited them onto the show.
I'm going to call the interventionist.
We actually allow our co-host to drink on air, so you know.
I got to do something, man.
Well, you know, we'll talk a little business in a minute, but I want to talk about a little place called Swig.
Oh, that was awesome.
Little place called Swig.
What's Swig mean?
Oh. Harry, can you inform Maria about Swig?
Well, Swig is this wonderful restaurant in Perrysburg, Ohio, where they make their own sausages and meats and all that stuff in-house. And that stuff's delicious. And the sweet potato fries are wonderful. They got excellent beer. But Scottish egg. Oh, man.
What's a Scottish egg?
Maria, don't ask.
Phil, can you tell Maria about the Scottish egg? Because you're the one that coined a really great phrase for the Scottish egg.
Yes, Phil, absolutely. I work from beginning to end here, okay? If you're going to have a total euphoric experience in food, okay? You begin with the farm-raised egg, okay? What do they call that? Free-range chickens, right? You let those
free-range chickens
run around, do what they got to do. You let the rooster do the thing that he does to the hen, okay? And you come out with this amazing, oval, God-given product called an egg. Okay? You toss it into some boiling water, and you let it come to a medium hard-boiled status, okay? Carefully remove the shell. Now, in order to have a Scottish egg, you have to do something that only the Highlanders need to do. They season some pork and beef in some extraordinary herbs and spices, rolled it together, and made a sausage patty out of it, and wrap that egg in the sausage patty and carefully bread that sausage patty without breaking the hard-boiled egg that it's encasing with cornmeal
lightly seasoned with what must be an Old Bay type seasoning. Now, you're not done. You have to deep fry this product, okay? And you put it in a pot of grease. Now, that may not seem right, but just a few minutes of it steaming and coming out nicely golden brown. Now you have to cut that Scottish egg in half just to make sure that the sausage is cooked all the way through. And even though it is, you put it back in the deep fryer to give it a golden crust. Now,
it sounds awfully fattening there, guys.
Hey, we're not here talking nutrition. It's all about the, all about the food experience, okay?
Yes.
Now, you take those halved eggs, and you place them on top of something, I don't know, rudimentary, like a salad, okay?
Yeah.
Green.
Okay.
Something green.
Yeah,
something
green. Just to give it some texture and a nice composition, right? Now you take that egg.
It's definitely a guy thing.
Yes, and then we'd frankly like it if you'd stop interrupting. You do the polite thing and you cut those eggs in half again. And now you begin, pinky in the air, holding with your thumb and forefinger, and you take that half quartered piece and you place it into your mouth and you lightly press down at the jaw, okay? As you allow the flavors to begin to explode inside of your mouth, and now comes the mouth orgasm. And there is the Scottish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sit on the bed of lettuce. That's good, Harry.
It was. Let me tell you, Maria.
Huh?
Maria, it definitely was a mouth orgasm. I will totally 100% agree with that. And what was funny, too, was that the salad was just kind of left there. We enjoyed the Scottish egg, and the salad was left to its own devices. Well, I did eat the tomato.
Sounds like a Pinocchio to me.
Michael ate the tomato, though. He did eat the tomato.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a tomato there.
Yeah. Hey, but I do have to do one thing. Hey, I do have to do one thing, though. You can tell the Phil's a city slicker because he talked about, well, the rooster does this thing with the hand. No roosters are involved in laying eggs, okay? So no rooster.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
Roosters don't have anything to do with the egg, Harry. I mean, Phil.
Yeah, not in New York. You might want to tell that to the roosters in New York. And I use the word, hey, listen, I use the word rooster just to be nice. Okay.
Wait a minute. In Ohio and in Oregon, the rooster has nothing to do with the egg.
Well, everywhere
in New York City, they're not called roosters.
Yeah, they're called pigs.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
Yeah, it rhymes with sock, and I'll leave it alone.
They should leave that alone, Bill.
Oh, my.
Harry, you teasing off me?
What's that?
Hey, everybody's having a little to drink. You know, this is what happens when we have we spread around. In fact, Jed, I think you need a refill.
I haven't had
anything. Thank God.
No, I haven't had anything to drink. Fly. Why don't you send me some Orange Crush, and then I'll be fine.
Like I said, too much testosterone going on here, boys.
Yeah.
It was great.
Hey, you know what? What was this show about tonight?
Real quickly, Rebecca was talking about, building a great team, really building a lot of great friends. And one of the things I want to encourage our listeners to do is to get to be friends with your Facebook friends. Take it offline. Harry was talking about this when we were hanging out at there at Swig. We were talking about, taking our friendship offline. You know, we've got to be really good friends. It was the first time we ever actually got together and hung out. We had dinner together. We went and played billiards, or as Harry likes to call it, pool,
It is.
And then
cool.
We went and created Carnage at Steak and Shake with Shakes and you know, it was a great time. So I highly recommend people doing that, really making those friendships. Hey, look at everybody who's on call right now. We all met through Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
The power of social media.
Yeah.
The longer this show goes on, the more I drink, the more I'm happy. Let's go.
I would like to, but I'm not going down.
Yeah,
I'm not going down in social media history as an enabler. Okay, that's
yeah. I was just going to say, not all views expressed on Anything But Ordinary Radio are those of our guests and co-hosts, and not those of Michael McCleary or Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm not condoning the use of alcohol.
Oh my God.
I'm not drinking the alcohol.
Maria, explain. You're not drinking the alcohol. She's bathing in it.
I'm telling you what's really cool. I just learned something. Last night when I had this drink, I didn't drink so much because there was no straw. Tonight there's a straw and it's almost all gone. So there must be something to the straw.
No,
oh,
avoid the straw is what you're saying.
Wow.
Okay.
Gary, do you have anything to add to this?
I'm going to send an interventionist.
One of the things I do have to add to it, which you mentioned earlier, Michael, about, you know, taking your relationships, you know, online, offline, it's a true testament of the fact that you can make really true friends online. Because when we got together, it was like we had been, you know, friends for years and years and years and years, and we were just meeting to have dinner. You know, there was no offline, online. It just really felt like you said, we've been friends for many, many years. So it's a true testament for what can happen with your online relationships if you have the courage and you have the wherewithal to make that change and that leap to sit there and say, you know, I want to really take this to the next level. And everybody that's on the call right now, I mean, I haven't met everybody in person. Jed, it's coming. Maria, it's definitely coming. But, you know, I love you guys for who you are, for what you stand for, and in the fact that, you know, I know that I could go to each and every one of you if I need something. And I know, and vice versa. And it's like my co-host and wonderful friend always says, Mr. Vilger and I, relationships precede resources. And so,
amen.
I'm just blessed by the fact that we were able to do this. So,
well, I think it's a testimony to actually the topic of the show. We're all out there building our own businesses. And in doing so, we've all connected, like I said earlier, we've all locked arms and joined voices in order to be able to elevate each other and make sure that, you know, Harry, Phil, do you have everything you need? Michael, Jed, do you have everything you need? Maria, do you have everything you need? And we're all very careful of making sure that everybody has what they need. And again, it doesn't matter if you've met them or you haven't met them. I mean, I do business over in Greece with people that I don't know through the internet. And it's a testimony to we can build a business and bring each other and elevate each other just in this forum. So God bless those Facebook people for doing what they did, because that's what brought us all together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting is Facebook was simply, you know, this idea that came out of a college student's
head,
you know, dorm room. And look at how it's changed the world. So there's a lot of people out there who are listening who have an idea for a business or a nonprofit, or they have an idea. And you have an idea in your head, what you have to do is actually go out there and build it. You've got to do it. At a certain point, you've got to do it. You can't just talk about it, think about it, dream about it all day long. It's important to make plans. It's important to have those dreams and visions. But at a certain point, you've got to take action. And when Facebook was created, it took someone taking action to create it. And look how it has revolutionized the world. I bet all of our listeners and everybody who's here on the show tonight all have an idea in them, or a number of ideas in them, that could revolutionize the world if you simply took action on it now.
Oh, real quick, I want you guys to pray over an idea that came popping in my head the other night that may be able to change a lot of lives. And, again, it's building that business and learning. It's a learning curve. And I'm probably going to offline come to you guys going, look, I need help doing this. But it's incredible to take something that you think and it's just a seed, and you've got to cultivate mm-hmm. the soil and then plant that seed. And then a lot of tears may be what waters that seed. But with this incredible team that we've all built around each other through Facebook, we're going to be able to build upon each other's dreams and make them all flourish and bud. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you took the words out of my mouth, Maria, because one of the things that I share often, and you guys have probably heard me say it before, is most people want to be the fruit of something. They don't want to be the root of anything. And that analogy of the seed is so important, because when you plant it in fertile soil, which is the minds of men and women around you that will support you, then you've got to dig deep. The character of root is developed beneath the ground without any sunlight. So you may not see the light of day for your dream, but you've got to start it so someone can benefit from the fruit of it. And it's the fortunate ones that start early that get to live and breathe and see their fruit, which has more seed in it. And I read the other day and shared it on my wall from somebody else's wall, a Chinese proverb that says, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I use that analogy when I talk to women who are going through difficult situations, or even men, when you're dealing with a person that either has an addiction or has issues. What is the fruit? They will know you by your fruit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take a fruit tree to grow? How long does it take a fruit tree to grow, gentlemen? Years, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
If you know anything about producing fruit, you know that you never eat the first fruit that is produced because it's bitter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a long time to cultivate that soil, and it takes a long time for the tree to grow, and it takes a long time for that first fruit to fall, and you get rid of it in order for the abundance to come. So it's a process, but if you're patient, and you're obedient, and exactly what Rebecca said, if you're passionate about what it is that you're doing and you don't give up and you keep persevering, you will make your dreams come true, even though look at the situation that I'm in. Harry, God bless you for calling me and making sure, and Michael and Jed, and wow, we go through difficult times when we're pursuing our dreams, but if we persevere and we walk through this darkness of being in the soil, we're going to sprout out and be the most amazing fruit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Amen to that. Pass the hat around.
I
agree.
There's my femaleness into this testosterone.
Well, it was perfect. Perfect.
No, it takes at least four male testosterone-laden men to even come close to dealing with one strong estrogen woman like yourself, Maria. So,
wow.
Flan egg, will ya?
But, you know, this is around the subject of men. You know, one of the things that was in the chat room was
men,
ice cream.
Excuse me? What?
Maple bacon.
Oh,
ice cream.
Okay. Ice cream.
You men and your ice cream at 2:00 in the morning is a little weird for me.
What the heck was that? You weren't eating that when you guys called me, were you?
Well, we had finished all. No. After we called you, actually.
After we called you, we had ice cream.
Two hours after we called you.
Okay. What ice cream?
We were having milkshakes at like 12:15 in the morning.
Yeah, well, I saw all the sugar on the table. I saw that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it with you guys waking up in the middle of the night to walk to the refrigerator, to get milk, to pour it, to get cookies or ice cream and eat it while you're sleeping? That's a little weird, don't you think?
Actually, we kind of think it's kind of weird not to do
Yeah, yeah, I agree, Michael. It'd be weird not to be.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it weird not to do that?
Okay.
It's a
See,
little
this is,
strange.
This all,
I'm trying to
it's
think.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Just it.
Perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time.
Thank you,
area.
God.
Thank you, God.
You guys, I'm almost done with this drink. How happy have you? How happy do I sound? I swear, I gotta keep this straw with me.
I do have to say that having an amazing relationship with each and every one of you has been very enlightening in my life. And not to make this ending long and drawn out and teary and all that kind of stuff, I just want to say publicly that it's very significant in my life, and I love you all.
Aww.
We're having nail-biting time.
Wait a minute. Maria, you're involved in this gear.
I know, but sometimes my webos are bigger than everybody else's, so, you know.
Well, thankfully, your webos are not deep fried. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well said, Phil. Well said. Yeah.
They're just budding at the moment.
Yeah. Very good.
Harry and Phil, can you tell our listeners where they can find out more about the two of you and your amazing show as well?
Marvelous Mondays. MarvelousMondays.net.
MarvelousMondays.net, yep.
And what about the two of you? What are you both up to?
What are we up to? Actually, Phil's been here for about 5 days now. We've been doing some photo shoots for the show. We've done some videos today. We've been working on things mainly for the show. And myself, I've got about 10 or 12 other projects going on, some involving Mike and Jed, and some involving Phil and this, that, and the other thing. But lots of things going on, working on a new book project. And you can find out more about what I'm doing at RareSenseUnlimited.com is my personal website. Phil, what you got going on, man?
Well, next week I'm going to be in New York tomorrow night for about a week, catch up with family and friends, play some tennis, and then I'm off to Fort Lauderdale for 2 weeks. Got another trade show, and I'm going to see my kids. Woohoo! Spend some good family time with them. My daughter's starting gymnastics camp, so going to go support her and see the new tricks that she can do. And then I'm going to lock myself up in a studio because we're preparing to put out some leadership development products with my good friend and business partner Steve Duncanson and Clyde Rush. And we're also working with some other amazing people to help them put their products out on Marvelous Mondays. As a matter of fact, make sure you listen next week because Carla Ferrer will be on. Carla is just coming off of having been interviewed on Oprah Winfrey. So
cool.
Another one of our Marvelous Usual Suspects is really hitting the big-time momentum curve. So that's it for me, MarvelousMondays.net. Just listen.
Just listen. Videos and audios are on their way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Harry,
yes,
Phil.
Yes.
Maria, mm-hmm. Go ahead. I don't want to cut off my beautiful co-host.
Well, I just wanted to continue it because we're all doing really important things. So, Jed, what are you doing out there?
I am sitting here listening to you.
Of course, because it's all about me, right?
Jed, it's good you picked up on that. Really.
Michael. You're doing some incredible things right now, so I want you to share about what you're doing, about building your business.
I'm listening to you, Maria.
Well, I want to tell you that we're doing
Maria.
A lot. We're doing a lot with Four Beyond the Green International Ministries. Our junior ambassador program is doing amazing. Our ambassador program is doing good. Our law enforcement officer involved, Brain.biz, is launching safety of Leo home. And again, I have to thank all of you, you gentlemen, for encouraging me at my darkest moments to keep moving forward, even though it hurts. And right now it hurts. And I'm not going to lie, right now it hurts. But I'm because of your example and your bright, shining light, thank you all for being there for me. And really, it has been the men who have stepped up in my life and the women that continue to love me beyond words can say. So thank you so much to all of you gentlemen.
You rock, girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love you, Maria. We're always going to be there for you. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, honestly, things I'm doing, I'm writing a book. I'm working on a number of great info products with my friend Tamara Schilling, which we have been shooting, and now I'm editing. So that's busy. I got a documentary film I'm working on. I'll be working on a major motion picture.
God on a Harley.
And, looking at another motion picture with Maria as well. Another one, too. So keeping very, very busy and looking to launch the speaking career very, very soon as well.
And I get to be one of the stand-in, and I'm one of the stand-in bikers. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
So
well,
with that,
as we come to a quick end, I'm almost finished with book number two and have some other projects that are in the works, and we're doing just wonderful here up in the Northwest.
Very good.
Well, Harry, Phil, so glad to have you two join us. And I was so glad to spend, an evening with the two of you guys. We had just a great, great time. And it was one of those times I actually loved pulling into the driveway at 3:30 a.m. because I had such a great time with the both of you. It was a lot of fun, and I didn't mind the drive whatsoever to get back. So I just loved the time with you two, and I can't wait to do it again.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Great time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike, for taking the time. Sorry, Harry, I keep tripping on you, but thank you, bro, and thank you for making the drive.
It's okay, Phil. Love you.
Yeah, and Michael, thanks for having us on here tonight and giving us the opportunity to share some more time with you and Maria and Jed. Certainly appreciate it, man. Love you.
Well, we enjoyed the both of you. Here's a quick round for everyone.
Oh, thank God.
Orange crush.
As we leave, I thank you all for joining us. All of our listeners, please join us again next Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, as Maria DiGiovanni will be taking over the show, as she does once a month, with Living... Go ahead.
Royal.
Yeah.
Living Royal.
Yeah.
Lava Free Zone.
And the topic is?
Is there is no Plan B.
There is no Plan B. So check that out next week. Tanoa Bond will be on the show as well, and I will be producing, as I normally enjoy doing. So we will see you all again next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio. Go out there. Be extraordinary. Love you guys. We will see you all again in 7 days.
You packed your bags and moved right in my head. You caught my hand, and now I'm addicted. And I could I may as well just give up, 'cause I'm so sure.